Finally, this hour, to the world of progressive rock music. Think the early days of bands such as Genesis and Yes. Peter Hamill is a founding member of the British progressive rock scene of the early 1970s. His band, Van der Graaf Generator, never reached the wide audience that some of those other groups did. As Chris Boros of member station WKSU reports, Peter Hamill did manage to reach an unexpected group of fans.
In 1973, the epic sounds of progressive rock were king. Sitting on the thrones were Genesis, Yes, and ELP. But there were a lot of bands slaving in the fields, like Van der Graaf Generator. Its leader and singer, Peter Hamill, is not a big fan of the label prog rock.
It began to seem that in order to be in a successful group, you had to have 23 banks of keyboards and a zillion lights and all that sort of thing.
Progressive rock replaced rock and roll's blues-based approach with classical virtuosity. But according to Jason Pettigrew, editor-in-chief of Alternative Press, that virtuosity left many people scratching their heads.
It got to the point where it seemed that rock music in a lot of aspects were more about, you know, just look how many notes I can play. It's like, you know, it's not writing, it's typing. It's just dexterity. Prog rock was just too smart for its own audience.
Still, bands like Yes and ELP got famous, while Van der Graaf Generator managed a niche audience at best. Many argue it was the lesser-known band that really understood the genre.
Somehow listening to John Anderson of Yes talk about the marvels of the world just didn't really cut it. And I think Van der Graaf were the ones that got it right because they understood that you can do tension with a big old roar or with a quiet whisper.
Yes, I know. It's out of control. Out of control.
Greasy machinery slides on the rails. Young minds and bodies on steel spokes.
Music geeks made up a large portion of the progressive rock audience, but Van der Graaf Generator was gathering attention from an unexpected place. In 1977, punk pioneer Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols played guest DJ on a British radio show. He called Peter Hamill a true original, saying, quote, "If you listen to him, I'm sure Bowie copied a lot." Jason Pettigrew says the show became legendary.
He played two tracks from Hamill's Nadir's Big Chance record. That record was very much an influence on him. And when you consider what he did with Public Image Limited, that whole type of reductionist thinking, I think a lot of that has to do with Van der Graaf and Peter Hamill.
Hamill's influence on Rotten is intriguing. Punk was the antithesis of prog rock. It was about immediacy and not caring if you could play your instrument well. Yet Peter Hamill insists it shouldn't be a surprise that what was assumed to be a brainy overload of pretension actually had a broader appeal.
Mark Smith from The Fall was quoted as saying, you know, people think that to go and see Van der Graaf you need to be, you know, university student or what have you. But he knew lots of people from Salford Docks who went down to see us just because it was, yay!
Would you catch the final words of mine?
Would you catch my words? I know.
Part of the drive was just for it to be visceral, immediate, active. And actually, I think, yeah, we picked up quite a lot of audience at that time who wouldn't remotely have dreamed of going to see ELP or Yes, for instance.
Hamill's managed to hold on to his fans. He's released over 30 solo albums and still fronts Van der Graaf Generator. Sure, he says his music can be complex with dramatic shifts in tempo and oblique lyrics, but it still gives the boys down in the dock something to hang on to.
There's a lot of kind of good old straight ADG rock chords. There's a lot of kind of, not schmaltzy exactly, but stuff that's directly about boy meets girl and what have you. At least there's an element of joy at times.
That token drag on your cigarette, that well-known face in the fire, it could be someone you can't forget, someone you've learned to admire. And it's strange how the feeling goes, all changed down the river Ophelia goes.
Peter Hamill knows he's not Peter Gabriel, and he's fine with that.
Not everything that I've done has been touched with absolute fairy dust. It's not easy listening, and it's not meant to be. I'm not Neil Diamond.
Hamill understands that his experimentation will keep him off the charts, but it still keeps him busy. Vandergraaf Generator released a new album this year, and the band still tours the world. For NPR News, I'm Chris Boros.
All change down the river Ophelia goes.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.